This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli briefs lower house of the Federal Parliament on his recent visit to Turkmenistan, expresses ire against house boycott by opposition lawmakers. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak promises measures to improve prison's atmosphere. Communications Minister Prithvi Subba Gurung emphasizes on policy structural reforms for development. And at least 20 people dead and many missing in shipwreck of Italy's Lampedusa. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has briefed the House of Representatives on his recent visit to Turkmenistan for the third United Nations Conference on Landlocked Developing Countries, LLDCs. Addressing the House yesterday, Prime Minister Oli said Nepal's high-level participation underscored its commitment to addressing the challenges faced by LLDCs. He highlighted that his formal and informal engagements, including bilateral meetings, had strengthened Nepal's ties with the UN and other nations. The conference drew representatives from around 100 countries, including world leaders and senior UN officials. Prime Minister Oli addressed the plenary session as chair of the Least Developed Countries Group and participated as a key speaker in high-level roundtables on climate impacts, regional security, trade and transport connectivity. He also held bilateral talks with the president of Turkmenistan and other dignitaries. Likewise, on a different issue, Prime Minister Oli said the government has no intention of taking political revenge against anyone under police custody for alleged involvement in major cooperative fraud. Addressing the House, he criticized the continuous obstruction of Parliament over a case still under court review and warned against using Parliament as a stage for fabricated social media content. The Prime Minister reaffirmed that the current ruling coalition will remain intact until 2027 general elections. He also dismissed rumors of plans to legalize polygamy, saying it is prohibited under current laws and there are no proposals to change that. Likewise, lawmakers have stressed the importance of advancing the Information Technology and Cyber Security Bill to strengthen the country's cyber security. In yesterday's House of Representatives meeting, they said the bill is crucial for addressing growing digital threats. Communications and Information Technology Minister Prithvi Subba Gurung, who tabled the proposal, responded to lawmakers' question during the discussion. Similarly, Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Minister Deepak Khadka has dismissed rumours of a return to power cuts in Nepal. Responding to lawmakers in the House, he said temporary issues are being resolved through systematic reforms and increased production, ensuring outages are now a thing of the past. The minister stressed the need for a long-term strategy to boost power exports to neighboring countries and said the ministry is moving forward with policy stability, transparency and institutional decision-making for sustainable infrastructure and investment in the sector. Likewise, Health and Population Minister Pradeep Paudel has said that all tiers of government are working to bring 55 basic hospitals into operation. Responding to lawmakers in the House meeting, he said preparations are underway to deploy doctors and supply medical equipment to these facilities. The minister added that hospitals handed over to local levels are also being operationalized and the ministry has met its commitments on time through proper procedures. Meanwhile, in yesterday's House meeting, lawmakers Ashok Kumar Chaudhary and Deepak Bahadur Singh of the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party called for a high-level judicial or parliamentary committee to investigate the alleged visa issue. Following their remarks, lawmakers from Rashtriya Swatantra Party and Rashtriya Prajatantra Party boycotted the meeting. Lawmakers have stressed the need for a stronger fiscal discipline in light of the negative Federal Reserve Fund. Speaking in the Federalism Enablement and National Concerns Committee of the National Assembly, they called for urgent measures to improve the reserve fund's status. Auditor General Toyam Raya also underlined the importance of continued discussions on reforms measures highlighted in the 62nd Auditor General's report. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhok has acknowledged overcrowding in the country's prison, with many inmates preferring to stay in facilities within their home districts. Speaking to the Law, Justice and Human Rights Committee, he said prisons built for 16,000 inmates are currently housing around 29,000. The minister reaffirmed that the government's policy to develop prisons into correctional facilities, ensure health insurance and basic services for inmates, and improve their rights despite budget constraints. He also clarified that former Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Ravi Lamisani, now in detention, has not been denied any facilities. Communications and Information Technology Minister Prithibi Subba Gurung has said existing policy structures are obstructing the country's development. Speaking at the fourth quarterly progress review and ministry-level development action committee meeting, he called for reforms in policies, laws and rules to create an enabling environment. The minister also stressed the need to improve the civil administration mechanism and working style to achieve institutional reforms. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. The UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, says at least 20 migrants have died and many more are missing after their boat capsized in the central Mediterranean on Wednesday. Italian media report that victims include a newborn, three children, two men, two women. The disaster involved two boats that left Tripoli on Tuesday night. When one began sinking, some passengers moved to the other, which then became overloaded and started taking on water. 60 survivors have been taken to Lampedusa. According to UNHCR, 675 migrants have died on Central Mediterranean route so far this year. Now, the weather forecast for today. With the influence of the monsoon winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that today's weather is likely to remain generally cloudy in Lumbini, Karali and Sudur Pashchim province and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. There is a possibility of moderate rainfall in some places of the hilly areas of the Lumbini, Karali and Sudur Pashchim province, including the hilly region and Tarai region of Lumbini, Karali and Sudur Pashchim province, and in few places of the remaining areas in the Tarai region of the country, including Madhes province. There are also chances of heavy rainfall in one or two places in the hilly areas of Gandaki, Lumbini, Sudur Pashchim and Karali provinces today. Furthermore, the division has stated that since the monsoon low pressure trough is located around the Tarai of Nepal in the west and slightly south of the Tarai in the east, the monsoon appears to be more active in western parts of the country than in the eastern parts. Temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are forecast to range from a minimum of 20 to 22 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 26 to 28 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for today. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli briefs lower house of the Federal Parliament on his recent visit to Turkmenistan, expresses ire against house boycott by opposition lawmakers. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhok promises measures to improve prison's atmosphere. Communications Minister Prithibi Subba Gurung emphasizes on policy structural reforms for development, and at least 20 people dead and many missing in shipwreck of Italy's Lampedusa. That's all for today's bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us online at RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.